Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Oh, this is so wonderful, so wonderful. And I'm glad to be here today. Behind time, about a hour or so. However, good to be here. And we'll get an opportunity to say some things. And things that are refreshing. I tell you what, transformation of our lives as to experience through us giving ourselves the permission to move towards certain concept and idea that we, of course, have to sort out and find to be helpful, not the other way around. Otherwise, we will just live mediocre, unhelpful ways. You know, the more I age, I learn more, and some of the mental fatigue that I go through becomes a learning process for me. Whereas when I think of certain way in which I can bring relief to my mind and the way I see things, it's like, oh, this is the way I would like to feel. But then later on, I am finding out that I saw that picture that I like to be or way to be thinking and realize, say, now I'm put in a place to go through the rigor of thought and observation and to reject the kind of thought and feelings that I have to like cleanse out of my system in order to bring myself into the state of mind of the picture that I had seen. And that I thought, because that picture wipes out all the foolishness that I don't want to affect me. And when I think that, oh, I am home now, by that picture, I realize it was a picture of perfection that was shown to me. I am to strive to get it. Now, when I'm bogged down with all kind of negative view and emotions, do I remember that picture? You know, this is the kind of thing to be transformed out of the negative characteristics that we have all, as it were, receive or inhale inside of us. Now come the time to think of how to get out of the negative that keeps us down. Keeps us into the nature that strip us of the inner value, the inner good energy. We have to like get to work and learn the distinction and understand the position we are in and to see the way to get into a higher state of mind that is a denial to what we don't want. If you can understand what I'm trying to say. I go to bed last night and I wake up with a certain state of mind that I feel so good about. You know, I amuse myself on the guitar. I'm not a professional player. Used to do certain accompaniment with some group back in Jamaica, and they did some recording and, you know, stuff like that. But I don't call myself a professional player at all. I have my own inspirational way of, you know, making me feel good. And if I am making good melody and I like that I am developing a good coordination melody, you know, I feel good about that. But apart from that, I would wake up in the morning and reach for my guitar and lay on my back to do some little of my performance on the guitar and feel all right. This morning is similar to many mornings, except that the way I felt when I wake out of sleep, I felt like, you know, you take your car in that is misfiring and things not going right, and you get a good tune-up. I felt like I got a good tune-up, you know, during those hours that I slept. I felt good. I felt like the doors, not doors, but the door of my mind was shut against all of the adversarial mental garbage that bothers my mind. And so, here I am with another opportunity to say hi, hello to you, and that hope that you are also interested into make your life kind of life you perceive you are to be. Because when I think about the kind of things that distract me and make me feel downhearted and feel like I am not getting up to that level of that frequency, that mental frequency, that I know it's there waiting for me, because just as how we people go about and focus on certain societal issues, I realize that if I forget all about them and go on into a higher level of reasoning and be preoccupied with that, and I'm not any fanatic because I am not making any trouble with anyone, I am not getting myself in trouble. Maybe with the AD Anadamani government, because there is something that somebody like me would like to do something about, because there is something to be done about the principality that we are experiencing in the world. Well, I want to be a station that the gods can talk to and give me something to do, give me a position to hold and to let their will be done on earth as it is in Nibiru heaven. That's what I would like. Okay? Because as the rain falls, and of course, it just did. You know, there is, you know, a good shower of rain that came down, say, about 5 minutes ago. And so I was talking to one of my brothers, my elder brother in Jamaica, and I realized that the water was entering through the window. So I jumped up and closed the windows and draw down the roller door outside. And then I realized I run an hour past the time. You know, I should be doing the show. But I just decided to have that portion of conversation with him, and then I finish the show with whatever time is left. So, my friends, you know, when people just have a heart attack, they die, and those die of natural causes and stuff like that. You know, people are dying from different things. They are gone, and they leave us back here. You know, like I remember my parents, you know, a few years ago, they were around. They're gone. So I am thinking about the time we have here when we are alive. Well, we are going to die too. You know, our dates are coming up. So during the time, a lot of people, if they knew, or some people, they go close to death, and when they come back, they think that the Lord have a reason why they brought them back here and stuff like that. You know what? And a lot of the times, these people don't really see the reason why it is good that they are saved, their life is spared to see some more living. They don't really get it. They think that they are here to for God to send them on a mission to do something. And none of us are here on no mission to save anybody. That's a lot. So we have the wrong, but the AD, the church, put those kind of a thing in our minds when the white people are laughing at the African people. You see, because they know that they were not created by no Elohim. They know they started evolution 3.5 million years ago. They know that, but now they are not creature or human, the type of first human being that would speak any language, or you know, come to a civilization. They would never come to a civilization. For 3.5 million years ago, they did not make no civilization. I'm talking to my elder brother today, and we're talking about these first humans exist on Earth and what kind of human they were from the World History textbook. And they come from ape. They come from apes. They are primates. They would never talk. They cannot be a civilization, never. But something happened. And, you know, my brother had a hard time to understand that. Because he think that language gradually come along or evolve. And we don't have no history to tell us what he is saying. And I'm telling from the history, and now he's talking like, oh, like history. He's so confused about what history is all about. I said, what is the definition of the word history? My brother failed to tell me. It's not because he doesn't know the definition of history, but my brother is confused about the real importance of the meaning of history, right? And it was like on my tongue to tell him, it's a record of the past. So why are you afraid of the past? And only talk about, well, you know, we are not in the past, we are in the present. And these kind of ignorance, the white people spread to African people. Really? The amount of uncivilized knowledge spread in the world towards the hybrid civilized people is awful to think about. Awful to think about. All right. Before I ever go further, let me get this out of the way. And that is, Africa is obligated instantly invalidate gay men of AD and Adamani rule. Now, do you understand what I say? Africa, what we know as the continent of Africa. That's what I'm talking about. Africa, we're all life forms as much as I read in history. All life forms spring up in Africa. And there's a reason for that. Africa is a special place. It's a special piece of land. Otherwise, the Elohim gods, the Anunnakis, would not go there and spend almost, let's say, 450,000 years doing things on the planet Earth when there was the spot they first settled in the Persian Gulf. Today, we see our people, the world full of people now and many countries and stuff like that. But there was a time when there was nobody in the Western world. And the book says that civilized mankind, the first civilized mankind, were created in South Africa. And 100,000 years after the creation of the hybrid people in South Africa, some of them went out, depart from Africa to the Western world. And it is that departure from Africa, according to the World History Textbook, right? If you disagree with what I'm saying, I'm telling you where I get it from. National Geographic World History. Okay? And I am, you know, like going at it precisely from what I have read. So if you have something against what I'm saying, talk it with me. But remember, I'm not the author of what I'm saying. And whether it is right or wrong, I will have to consider it on that basis that, okay, I didn't write that. Let's see what somebody said is written otherwise. And I will have to, like, get perfection out of that. Either what I am reading is true or something else is true. But I will not back down from facing any differences that somebody may bring up to what I am saying. Because, hey, when it's right, it's right. And if it's not right, it must be corrected. You see what I mean? So I'm not going to lose anything. I'm going to get what is right from anybody who has it right. That's the way it is with me. So I am saying now Africa, where all life forms, animals and humans spring up from, and clearly we know, the record is saying that out of Africa, the first humanoid, in Africa, the first humanoid, the first human-like creature started out in Africa. 1.5 million years ago, we call it 1.5 million years ago. These human kind who first walk upright human way, they left Africa and go up into Europe. Up north, right? And Asia. So they went up there only able to do after 2 million or more years, they could make stone tools. They couldn't talk. Now, somebody who don't read history will not be able to talk about it like I am talking about it right now. I read the history, and that's what you say. I can't say anything else. When I used to read Bible, I used to say what the Bible say too, right? Now, I'm not reading with Bible because it's not certified. Bible is not certified at all. So the only thing you can do with Bible is believe what is in there. And if it be garbage, that's what you believe. Whatever is good, you believe it. But what if what you consider not garbage is polluted? It's poison. Well, you are gone with the Bible. That is not going to profit you anything, except you may gain a little common sense out of the Bible. Yes, that's true. But the purpose of your life, you will not know reading the Bible. You will never get around to knowing the purpose of your life. And that, you know, I'll say loudly to let it go as far as it can. You are not going to find or realize the purpose of your creation or your origin. Or maybe you won't even know what species you are from. If somebody asks you, how many human species are there? You may not be able to answer that. Well, I couldn't answer them either when I read the Bible. The Bible wasn't telling me nothing like that. But when I'm reading now and academically under academic liberty, what I know in the World History Textbook. Now, that's not a church. World History Textbook is not written by a church. It's not Bible. It is talking about literal existence of tangible people are controlled by their intangible mind. That the Bible says your intangible mind must be unnatural. Impossible. Impossible. No unnatural mind can be a healthy, sane, or civilized. None whatsoever. So when you read that in the Bible and you read Adam and Eve, God, everything there is a lie about God make heaven and earth, and say that is the Sodomite God in the Bible to create heaven and earth. Before that be true, what must I reckon that to? If that is true, what they have in the Bible about God make heaven and earth and rest on the seventh day, if that is true, I have to say, that's blasphemous, you know? Yeah. There is that special book of blasphemy, and it's the Bible. Jesus and the apostles, the 12 apostles. Is blasphemy to civilization. You see, and that is what is going to destroy the world. It's the Bible. It has already done that. Okay? If you are being controlled by words that you read and you and not the word. Yeah, if you're controlled by the word that you read, you will be okay. Because the more you get to know words, is the more knowledge you have of the world. And that's the way civilization works. You have got to learn to read. Read don't read you. You have to read the word. Word don't read us. Words and know the meaning in words. And that's how we can put tangible things to fit intangible things. You see, unless we are able to do that, we will never operate as civilized people. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. So let me go on a little more and tell you some more about this. Africa is obligated to instantly invalidate gay men, gay people, gay men who say they are rulers of AD and Adamani. Right? Because AD and Adamani is not a civilized government. Authentic government, and something that we are to know. Now, by history, Elohim ethnic hybrid respond attack. Elohim ethnic hybrid respond. By history or in history, let's say it this way. It's in history. Elohim, ethnic hybrid, respond. I don't think that, let's see if this comes out right. In history, Elohim, ethnic hybrid people. Yes. I'm taking, more time than... All right. Elohim, ethnic hybrid people, attack on gay hominid, AD Anadamani, because of the following. Who was her Namu in the Fertile Crescent? Now, this has to do with where human civilization started and civilized government exists, right? We are talking now about the beginning of human civilization. If we do not know when civilization started on Earth, we will be in serious peril like we are experiencing right now. Civilization does not work with ignorance. Any perverted type of beings that rise up or raise up through evolution or whatever way cannot be a part of, you know, natural part, I may say. I should say. No other beings except civilized created beings can be part of civilization on planet Earth. So, where you have perverted beings raised up on Earth and wrongly emulate civilization, it's not supposed to be here. And who is supposed to see to it that uncivilized societies don't rise up on the Earth? Who is supposed to do that? The Elohim came, and this is a part, not exactly the first set of things that represent civilization, but this is a early part of it, whereas civilization began in South Africa, on Earth, I mean, on Earth, civilization began, and no human-like creature did not begin civilization as we know it on planet Earth here. We grew up into what we call a moving, human moving world, and this motion is one that is moved by civilized thinking. But let's clear the first hurdle out of the way, and that is the first human on Earth was the first human-like creature on Earth. It was, in the World History textbook, it was the hominid, right? And it is clearly spelled out that this humankind was part ape, walking upright. And today you see a lot of ape-like creatures walking, but then this offshoot of the primates start to walk upright. And that is where the hominid human came from. Okay? So it means there was no civilized human being at all. Before that, there was no civilization at all. Now, if they could evolve into being civilized humans, history would have to tell us that it happened. History doesn't tell us that, but history tells us something, that hominid that did not, could not naturally evolve into civilized human beings. History doesn't tell us that. History reports something else happened while these hominids continue their life, and that is they interfered with the second species. The hominid species interfered with the next species that came along. They were criminals. They were beast-like. And when this other species came along, they jumped on them and fucked them into interbreeding. That's what happened. And it is a two-tier step that they took, that they are talking, that led them to talking today. So the hominid is reigning on earth and ruling too because of that. And who knows that? You didn't hear nobody say that. Because they came at a time and do their act when civilization never spread abroad. No, it never spread abroad. And the gods were minding their business in Africa and in many other cities that they do. And then these Homo erectus that comes from the hominid species kept on doing their thing. They interbreed, and as you know, these gorilla-looking humans, they had flat face, flat nose. But by the time they finished interbreeding, they say about many thousand years, they turn, you know, with these mute, sapien Neanderthals. They were higher than the Homo erectus. But the Homo erectus were, you know, very, very, I mean, destructive beings, okay? And they maneuver their dominance over the sapien subgroup, the Neanderthals, and take them away and go, you know, interbreed up and transform themselves. They don't have monkey faces. They don't have the monkey face anymore, the flat-faced man of Kenya. You see, now is the time for us to know what the World History Book says, okay, and get ourselves out of the situation that we are in. We need to start doing the right thing and, you know, respect and honor our creation. We need to do that. Otherwise, the gods going to, I mean, destroy all of us. I'm telling you. If you, the African people, who the history clearly states, are the chosen people. Chosen people because of blood. Not no Jesus' blood. You see what I mean? Jesus' blood never existed. Because no Jesus existed. And if you believe that Jesus existed, don't bother sell your belief. Because nobody will not buy belief in Jesus. You need to start by knowledge of things. Jesus never exists. Call me anytime and talk to me about what I'm saying. And that is 347-850-1358. A lot of people not too much into these things, so they'll stay away from this because, you know, but, you know, I don't encourage people to talk what they don't know. The point is, though, if you know something, you can talk about what you know about. And then if it's more for you to know, well, who knows? You may learn something from someone who have read history and his covenant, you know, to tell you what the history says, not what, you know, some people say. Now, I'm talking what the certified history says. All right? So now, here is the early part of the human element of civilization. The gods came to earth with all the science and stuff like that we know today. They brought it here. And whilst these hominid ape-like man in Europe and Asia, problems were hatching with the people that the gods created as human hybrid. It's their own blood that they use because they want the intelligence to be in this creation of human, the highest form of human that is a hybrid human. You know about hybrid horse, hybrid mule or something like that, right? Well, we are hybrid human. The human that we know was the hominid. Okay? And that went and began to abuse the next level species of human. The next level of human is wise sapien. And the wise sapien beget the Neanderthals. And that's who these hominids went and fuck off for many, many years until they recycle themselves to where they don't look like apes anymore. So they went through a transition. But Neanderthals did not talk. Neanderthals also make stone tools, right? So these crossbreed hominid species and the sapien species, Neanderthals, cross interbreed, and how they have lost that uncomely part of their body to this interbreeding. All right, so it appears to me that they destroy the Neanderthals. That didn't seem to me like they were many in numbers, right? But they went on and seemed like, I don't know, well, they tried to breed their own self, or whether or not these Homo erectus can find them to interbreeding with them. I don't know. However, what we see here of them, there is no more of their Homo erectus anymore. They are all now this better breed of them. They're good looking, so of course they wouldn't want no monkey face. Their monkey face around. So all we see of them now is human features, but they couldn't talk. When we, the hybrid, were created in South Africa, and 100,000 years later, we, some of us, begin to leave Africa to go outside and settle down outside of Africa around the world. And that's how the world is full up with people, because of civilized people. Because the hominid that were around for 3.5 million years did not bring no civilized people at all. And I tell you, the process that they go through to lose their monkey face. And it is when 100,000 years ago, the Africans who left Africa to go out into the Western world, that was when they caught some of our people and fucked them and interbreed them too and began to talk. And now they have a whole world full of talking white people. That's what happened. And if you don't want to take it as what happened, well, why don't you tell me what happened? Because I'm asking the question, where do you think these hominin, Homo erectus, where do you think they go 1.5 million years ago in Europe? Where did they go? They couldn't talk. They would never talk. If they didn't talk almost 4 million years ago, why would they talk now? And if they were talking, what were they talking? Because they don't set up that kind of a people, you know, crossbreed between sapien and hominids. We don't see anything that defines them, right? Where they get civilized life from is the hybrid people that the gods created. And it's the reason why today African people are ruled over by them, because we turn fool. The ape-like blood that we get from them interbreeding with us hybrids turn the hybrids idiot or lower our perception of intelligence. That's what happened. So now I'm telling you about this is the reason why there is an attack on AD Anadamani that most of us think it's a government. AD Anadamani is not no government at all. It is all thrived by these hominid monkeys looking like they are civilized people. And they are limited in understanding. They cannot be substitute for real, pure, civilized, ethnic, hybrid people. These are the people wherever they go on the planet has the power establish orderly society. We live by the kingship government and the solar system that the God instituted in civilization. And these honest fucking white people who fuck dogs and fuck anything with honors type entry, anything at all, they fuck everything and have fun out of a shitty ass. I mean, because don't tell me place of filth. Yes, because you only have that passage to pass your secretion. They make it a habit. It's a cultural sport, enjoyment for these hominid Homo erectus who come and crossbreed, force crossbreed, and start talk because they got, this much more enhancement of brain enhancement. And look at them. They are a special
they are special, as it were, subgroup, crossbreed, that just totally destroy the civilized world. That's where we are here today. I hope you understand that. Donald A. McKenzie, Public Domain. Listen to one of the early human society and how it was built. There is none that come from, no civilized life come out of Europe. No civilized life whatsoever. So you would have to explain what they did, what they accomplished in Europe and Asia over the past 1.5 million years. Minus what they have done since the African people come to the Western world. Yeah. That's right. You have to tell. And if they can't prove that they become civilized prior to the African people, they don't have no case to make. And it means that, you know what? They better keep on trucking out of here. Because the tornadoes are coming to clean up the filth that they are spreading, like they are the gods that make the rainfall. And it's not true. We're going to prove it's not true. We're going to prove to a world that run after these sodomites and what they have acquired from the African people. Africa, that is the land to govern the world society. They are supposed to govern the world society, but the sodomites take charge and kick Africa one side, and Africa break every rule of civilization. Yeah. And here we are. We're coming to 6 o'clock now. Nobody can call me and say nothing to me now after this. So I'm going to go on and just tell you about one of the first human society. Human. I'm making a distinction to the existence of the gods, the Elohim, that make their center in Africa and build up certain cities. Eridu, you know, and there are several places that they have built up cities for themselves, right? That was before they gave us the big civilizations, you know, urban type civilization standard to live. All right. But they have Eridu, Ur, Lagash, Nippur, Kish, Erech, Uruk. Okay? And this is all in the Mesopotamia here or there. Now, so what I'm trying to say to you is that these sodomites come out and decided they're going to start Christianity, you know, and say things that are uncivilized and deceive the world. That's what they do with the Bible. So I am telling you now, Hernamu 2047 to 2030 BCE was the founder of the third dynasty of Ur, right? I used to say Er, right? But it's Ur, Er, right? Er. All right. UN. In summer, right? So this Hernamu was a king. And remember, kingship is coming from before the flood. Kingship on earth before the flood. And after the flood, continue to be to rule over society in the earth, right? So Ernamu 2047 to 2030 BCE was the founder of the third dynasty of her in summer, who initiated the so-called Her 3 period, 2047 to 1750 BCE, also known as the Sumerian Renaissance. I guess you get Renaissance from the same, from where these Sodomites come and take our language and begin to use them like it, they are the one who make them. You see, because they want to be known as the people who started civilization. You know what I mean? These batty fucking white people. That's what they are doing. That's what they bring the church in and pull the African people, hybrid people into church. And now I'm telling you that the time has come for us to realize that the church must be swept out of all of our territory, because it is not a civilized institution. You better begin to find out, because one day you continue to go to church and praise Jesus and the tornado is going to, like, I mean, sweep you away. Ain't no joke about that. You're warned. I'm warning you. Also known as the Sumerian Renaissance. He is best known as the king who composed the first Concord. You see what I mean? He was the first king to complete our law code since our time, right? Because the kingship is given from the first calendar that the gods created, right? And this king, Ernamu, he is ruling from back in 2407 to 2030 BCE. Now, this counting backwards from AD Anno Domini begin at 1 BCE and going back until you get to like 2000 BC. So we have to count backward to keep current with the time of the past. You see, we are doing this because of these Sodomite white people. We're not supposed to be counting backward, because BCE polytheistic time is always the time, right? Yes, universal time, just that. But they come in and decide that they are making up their own time, and that's where we start with. Now we are 2022 AD Anno Domini time. So, you know, these white people come in with their fucking ass self and totally destroy the governmental time of calendar and stuff like that. You know, you're no longer under the solar calendar. You're under moon season calendar now. You see what I mean? So if you don't understand what's going on in history, my friend, you're gone with the Jesus people, where Jesus never exists, and they're able to formulate stories to convince us that Jesus did exist by using our own characters, our own means and ways. They used to do it. Come on, wake up. And so, it goes on that this king, at this time, like I say, there were others before him, but he is one of the first king to in the Her third period, when it was 47 and 1750 BCE, also known as the Sumerian Renaissance. He's best known as the king who composed the first complete. So that means there was less than complete law codes, right? Because Hammurabi came after him, and others. There was Sargon and others. All right. So he's one to do the complete king law code in the world. Yes, in the world. All right. Now, the code of Hernamu. Let's see. Yeah, the code of Ur-Nammu. Code of Ur-Nammu. An earlier law code known as the code of Urukagina. Urukagina. See, I told you that there were others. So it is saying an earlier law code, even before Ur-Nammu, known as the code of Urukagina, from the 24th century. From the 24th century. Wow. So, okay. And we are talking about back here in like 2047 and 17. Okay. So, yeah. So he was ahead. Urukagina was ahead, right? Yeah. Urukagina from the 24th century BCE is only known through partial references. And also, since the actual text itself has not been found, Hernamu's code is considered the oldest. I see. The oldest extant. I understand that. Ur-Nammu is also credited with the builder of the great ziggurat, Her, which still raises above the ruins of the city in the modern day. See? Right? So our history is there for everyone to examine. It's not foolishness I am talking. If you're not interested in what history says, then what are you interested in? Modern time things. You know, modern time does not exist without the past. I am reading about the past. If you don't want none of the past, it means you are in the frying pan. There's no joke about this. I'm going to be a sane man. I'm going to live a sane person as long as I live. And you know what? If you are not riding in that boat of the past and talk about, oh, you're in the present, well, I know you're an idiot. So therefore, I'll keep you exactly right there. Right? That idiots don't know that the past is what create the present. If you don't know that, you're too fool. Walk away past my gate. Don't knock on my gate. Although he is frequently credited with overwhelming the rule of the Gothian. What? Although he is frequently credited over throwing. No, I missed that one. Yes, he is. This is talking about now. We're talking about Hernamu. Yeah? Hernamu is also credited credited as the builder of the great ziggurat. The great ziggurat. Hair. The ziggurat of hair. Which still rises above the ruins of the city in the modern day. So you can go there and see that place in here. Although he is frequently credited with overthrowing the rule of the Gothian. And I bet you, Gothian is white people uncivilized white people then. The Gothian. I'll do a search on it before I'm done and show you that. Our king been fighting with these white people, you know, because, you know, they are doing a lot of things on this side after 100,000 years. Our people spend 100,000 years in Africa, in South Africa, before we start to leave for outside, to settle outside, right? And it is when we are settling outside that we met with these Homo erectus, the hominid, Homo erectus. They are homosexual, so that's why they are Homo. And you watch out for them, calling us Homo sapien. We are not Homo sapien. Remember that, I tell you that. We are not homosexual, so we are not Homo sapien. We are wise sapien, or wise sapien. We are not no Homo. So don't forget that I tell you, never prefix sapien with Homo, because we are not never homosexuals. Our king, Hernamu, is accredited with overthrowing this Gothian. We don't have any civilized people called Gothian in any kind of way that is ruling government. And I can tell you that, you know, where I see them being called, I know who they are. But if you don't know that these white people begin to talk and begin to take stance against the civilized world, you won't know. You won't know. All right. Who had conquered the Arcadian? The Arcad. Now, so you see these white people begin to, yeah, they even take over Mesopotamia at one time. And I read that some of our places that they took over, they couldn't manage the place. They don't know what to do with it. But they're still taking it, though. That's the way these white, fucking ass white people you see here that we have. You got to rise up against them. I don't mean with weapons. I mean with your clever, with your great wisdom from the God's blood. You see, purge yourself of these primates' blood that they put inside of us. Purge yourself out with the knowledge that you have in our history, our rich history, and let them get out with their Christianity. Okay? We can't be ashamed that we were Christians, because there's nothing we could do about that. We didn't know anything about that. But if you come in and you're reading now and you find out that, hey, Christianity is not for you, why you want to be a Christian for? Why? There's absolutely, you know, that's going down into the deep, dark hole. My friends, wake up. So here we have it, that these white people had conquered the Arcadian city and assumed control of summer. You hear that? These white people, the place that first established our hybrid civilization, that's what they began to do, since they are talking and can do all of this stuff, man. Okay? But we have to know the history and see where these things play out. You see what I mean? Rather than, calling on Jesus and believe that salvation and Adam and Eve story in the Bible belong to us. It don't. It does not. Okay, so it goes on. So now I know. I don't even have to look up this Gaussian. I mean, I can tell you it's these white people. It's Gaussian. Taking control of the African territory. No, it's not new. That's what they're doing today, right now. Right now. We are all in captivity underneath them. And the AD and the Domini, you know, they have yet to find out that. We know now, so they can go home. Because no more are they going to be able to read their Bible to us on both Adam and Eve in a garden. Because none of it is true. None of it is true. All right. Yeah, so they take over, these white sodomites take over Arkad, Sumer, and the rest of Mesopotamia. He actually followed the lead of the king of Uruk. One, Utu, Hegal, his father-in-law, and only took commanding role once Utu, Hegel, was killed. Although he did drive the Gothian from the cities of Sumer, he did not conquer them. This was accomplished by his son, Sulji. Oh, so Sulji kicked them out. Sulji of Ur, 2029 to 1982 BCE. Some soldiers claim Sulji also wrote the famous Code of Law. My friends, this is all I have for you today, and I hope that you gain much from this. And this means a lot to me. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to me. Who wrote this piece of report here is Donald A. McKenzie, Public Domain. My friends, I thank you for tuning into the program, and I hope that you will find words to be meaningful with the kind of information you get from words. Don't underestimate words. If you are going to underestimate words or don't care what's being said, it's about time. Okay, well, you can just do the talking that get your food and stuff like that. But if you want to, like, you know, cause your soul, your spirit to grow spiritually inside of you, then you need words to feed you with the information that is going to make your spirit enlarge with knowledge, with grace. You see what I mean? And that you live this life free from doing evil things. We want to be free from that, and we can be free from that. The greatest thing we have inside of us that is causing a lot of trouble is your testosterone. Because when you want to have sex, there's nothing else provided to make your system feel right unless you have sex. Sex is something that we don't try to, like, hold like it's a negative thing. We are all to have companions. You see, and if there are time pass that you don't have companion and you don't want to go defile yourself, you know, try and get a companion. You know, and that you don't have to serve the lust of the flesh. You see, so I am telling you, my friend, life, a human life, is something personal, that it is. It's just that we are all enlightened in this, are enlightened how to live. And the information that we are to have, you see, the information that makes us live the right way. And here, I'm going to read to you that African people must pay attention to your history. History is the human birth certificate. It's not like the one, you know, concerning your mother and father. That is a lower grade type of history of your life. But the world history that is coming from way back, Sumerian history, or like the history I was reading to you about in the early time of human civilization, and we have this kingship. This kingship was coming to us before the flood. You see what I mean? So there are a lot of things we need to know pertaining to what was going on before prehistory. You see, back in the prehistory time, when the gods reigned on earth, and then their sons, and then their grandson, until eventually, you know, their sons that they beget with humankind, they rule as well, a whole bunch of, because thousands of years before the flood, that the gods been on earth and doing things. It's a long, long, long time. 450,000 years ago. It's a long, 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 long time. You see what I mean? These white people here, we need to really understand how they came about. And that is covered up. That is hidden from us here today. They're talking about modern man. But if they were to tell you what is modern, what modern time, or what brought modern time in, they would let the puss out the bag. But they would tell you a whole bunch of foolishness to just drive you away, things, you know, like you cannot fathom and stuff like that. But if you follow history, like I do, you know what I mean? And of course, with some legal knowledge as well, I mean, if you have that, that's a plus. I'm not saying you necessarily need law degree or nothing like that, because I have a paralegal certificate. But the principle of law, we really know. We need to know, I mean. We need to know the principles of law and why a law is binding. The things that a law says. You need to know that. These white people that we're seeing here, if we understand the history that we have, they will be out of our territory, every one of them, by next week. Really, I'm being reasonable. By next week, they would have to come out. Because you know what? The pestilence of the gods would have fallen down on them. We are keeping them safe right now. Because we are going to church, the thing that they bring and say that's the way the world's supposed to be. You see? And disguising the fact that the Bible is a sodomite book. You know, we need to read better to understand that the Bible is a sodomite book. I said the Bible is a sodomite book, and nobody cannot change that. And I can make that allegation. And you want to tell me nobody don't, I mean, fly down on me on this radio program and straighten me out? No, they run away from me. So if I alone say it, and it send everybody going, you know, down south, then what if more of us are saying it, my friends? Well, if you wait a much longer, you will find out a lot more things going to happen, because I am here And I'm talking these things. A lot of things more are going to happen. Look out, especially for the tornadoes. And a whole bunch of turbulent weather that is going to destroy a lot of things. My friends, it is important to understand the history that tells African people exactly who they are. Who we are is important than anything else. If you're confused like my elder brother, who don't take the record of the past serious, and to know who we are here today is because of the past things that have occurred. And if you don't know that, people going to twist your mind up. People going to get a whole bunch of Jim Jones school head down your throat. Now, we have the history here that tells us about civilization. And what is shocking to me is when I read about the Neolithic farming villages of the past. Remember, we didn't have the Bronze Age yet. So we were deep in the past. And we read we're the African people, not European. And you will never see white European being talked about in this world history textbook that should have them in if they were civilized. They were not civilized. And the fact that they are not in here as civilized folks let you know that they are primates, and that they have been around for millions of years, and they never talk. When I tell you how come they talk, you may find it difficult to accept that the history say that, because I didn't sleep and dream that. It's in the world history textbook. And the more you read the passages of the past, way back before the Bronze Age came about, when these white people were up in Europe and Asia making stone tools. Even the Neanderthals were making stone tools. There were no iron work until the Bronze Age. So where were these white people? The hominid, Homo erectus. Where were they during all those times? They've been around for, at least 3.5 million years. Why were they still making stone tools at the Bronze Age? You know, or anywhere around here? Why take them so long to know how to make iron? Copper and tin, I think, make iron. Why they didn't know to do that? These white people, it's simply because we have not been learning our history, why they are here doing the kinds of stuff they're doing. If you hear what I'm telling you, get out of church. Don't go back to church, period. You hear me? Because they didn't do any good for killing 9 people in a church. One white man shoot and kill and wounded at least 9 dead and others wounded. White people don't give a darn about they killing us, but they care if we start killing them. You know, they're not going to have that. Where they come from killing us? We don't go anywhere and try to kill them. Why they come where we are, but they have AD and a dominant. I am telling you that these people are fucking so much stinking ass. How do we stand them talking about their government come here, invade us and kill us and talk about they have a constitution? They don't have nothing tangible as a constitution. And if they won't have constitution, they're going to make one for real up in Europe and use it for themselves. We have government kingship, and this is what we're getting down to. If they think that we are going to sit and let them fuck all their ass wherever they want and come and talk about, oh, they have Christian church and all this kind of stuff. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. Okay? And them think because they have all these funds, our wealth and riches that they have, I know how they get it. Okay? And that is going, you know, look, we have everything to understand what happened in the past and how these white people come to talk about the rule in us. The only way we would never achieve anything is unless we never realize it. And we don't read it. Okay? But, no, I mean, God, all of us don't have the same kind of a heart and mind. We have different things going on inside of us. People have different talents and gifts and stuff like that. Yeah, and so it is. I am not one of the person who feel okay that I grew up in church that is a Sodomite-built church. And I don't see no church exist in the Neolithic, Paleolithic, or even prior to the Bronze Age and even after the Bronze Age. I only see church come in A.D. and Adamani time. And when they abolish our calendar and everything like that. So what I'm trying to tell you, white people are not civilized. And the thing that they did by stepping out of their species and into an attack our species, white sapien, and get talking baby because of the God's blood that's inside of us. I assure you that just the white species alone, they fucking to better themselves. It wasn't going to get them anywhere than just the physical modification that they have. That's all they would get. If we were all white sapien subgroup, just pure white sapien alone would never get these people where they are because they would never be able to talk because sapien was not a language species, okay? And they would never naturally become a talking species. The hominid would never talk. And they would never lose their face as far as we know it. It's the interbreeding with our species. So they do two things to our species that kill us. Why we don't have any sense? Because we are by far unmatching qualities. Cannot be compared with the Sodomites. Because when they begin to interbreed with the Neanderthals, they got a lot better sense than when they were just Homo erectus, from the fact that they could make that step of, I mean, I see them like they drag these people into the steppes, into the woods somewhere back there, and go interbreed up with them. You see what I mean? And from they did that, they begin to see and understand more things until they go, darn it, and catch our people as we were leaving 100,000 years out of Africa, going into the West. Some did not make it. Some did not make it. And then, you know, we don't have any authority that wish to expose what happened back there. And what is in World History textbook, they are trying to erase all the information that keeps us from knowing what happened, but they can't erase it all, you see. And they don't have enough sense to avoid everything anyway, okay? Why they make up church? They make up church to dumb us down, to destroy our cerebrum and cerebellum. That's what they're doing, you see. So if you are, you know, stuck on Jesus, and his father that begat him. Imagine, we believe Adam and Eve in a garden. And they can't tell us bluntly, where is the spot that garden is. They can't tell us that. But them write those things because they read our history and know what they are to say and what not to say. And all of these things that they have done to, you know, their blood that contaminate us, I see as the number one thing that causes African people to be backward, even though that they can read, but their reasoning sense don't go up not even halfway it's supposed to be. You see what I mean? This is what is happening. So I'm telling you that where we are coming from, Neolithic revolution and the rise of civilization, you don't get to read. We don't get to read none of these things. We are not taught this in Sunday school. No, because the sodomite white people them who put up the church all over the world, they don't want us, this generation coming up, to face them with the truth about civilization from uncivilized people. They don't want us to know. So you start reading it and you will find out, you get some sense, but then you will see a lot of things wrong with what's being said because they are working hard at hiding the truth that we are to know from we begin in the world, you know, with our parents. We should be getting the vibes from in the womb about who we are. But no. It's Jesus they use on us in the womb. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. You start to read about the Neolithic revolution and the rise of civilization. All right. When I ask people, when did civilization begin on Earth? Some people, they look into the vacuous space. They don't know what I'm talking about. And why they don't know is because the white people started to work on us long ago, thousands and thousands of years. Because remember, we have 100,000 years to cover here, right? From when they started the interbreeding and continue that interbreeding. Because they do it in a strategic way so that they just dovetail in themselves into our society and morph themselves into our society using only what we have, what we African people have. All the things that matters to civilization today, they have nothing to do with it. Remember how long they've been making stone tools, right? And wear animal skin, other clothing, and light a fire. Remember how long, in case you want to think that they are someone else. No, I'm telling you exactly what white people are. And if they don't like it, go back where they come from. Because here is not where they come from. And I am not the one who make them hates. I didn't make white people hates. All the kind of apes that they are called in the world history textbook. All kind of different ape-like creature they came from. Okay? And they have R8 rhesus blood. And all they did when they interbreed with our people is spread the after effect of two taxonomic blood that does not agree with level of civilized thinking. So they corrupt our civilized thinking. That's what happened to us. And if you don't want to accept that's the fact, I wish you would find the fact and tell me about it. because I'm going with the World History textbook that is giving me a chronological knowledge of how things happened in the past, come right on to where we are. So now it goes on to say, voices of the past, voices from the past, around 3000 BC, cities began to emerge around what had been only farming villages. So come right here, you know, I mean, to 300. You see, it is telling you now that Neolithic Revolution and the rise of civilization. So come from 4,000 to 3,000, and it begins to say that cities began to emerge around what had been the farming villages. The first city dwellers were amazed by their new environment. See, they did not expect life to move them in a certain way. So now they are, you know, like surprised and elated. The Epic of Gilgamesh, the most famous piece of literature from the ancient Near East, reveals this amazement. Look at the walls of Uruk. The walls shines with the brilliance of copper, and the inner wall, it has no equal. Now, where was the white people then? In this time, you will not read anything about them. And this is not talking about them, because we're talking about Gilgamesh. Gilgamesh is not European. It's not like you're talking about Christopher Columbus or not like that. Gilgamesh is a king. That means, you know, the gods is the god's world you're reading about, not evolutionary, you know, humanoid. Primates, monkey, you know, ape, like, you know, southern ape. That's not what we're reading about, and that's why they're not into the world. It's a textbook. How did they come to make government? If they are emulating government, my friends. AD Anno Domini. I'll use this world is a textbook, and they will be done, I mean, in a few minutes. These white people will stand, and they are going to be stunned when they find out that, you know, there is somebody talking about them and showing they are not in the world is a textbook. And why? You know, now they are going to find out that now you got to leave. And when you see the tornadoes are doing things out there, you must understand it's about them. It's not about us. So it goes on that when society begin to grow, there is this king, Gilgamesh. And it is saying how the walls, you know, are the nice walls that they have. The inner wall, it has no equal. Climb upon the wall of Uruk. Walk along it. I say, regard the foundation terrace. Examine the masonry. Is it not burned brick and good? The seven sages laid the foundation. So you understand that. You know, wise builder. Now, it goes on to say, the Epic of Gilgamesh, N.K. Saunders, E.D., 1972. So that is someone writing about the Epic of Gilgamesh. The cities that emerged in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, given, you hear the places where civilization arises in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. You heard that? Do you hear anything about Europe? You don't hear anything about Europe, right? And those people were not scattered any place. They left from Africa, 1 million and a half years ago. Okay? And you are not reading anything about uncivilized white people them that talk about they own the world now. I am here to prove they don't own anything. And you know what? They are going to be blasted out of our territory. It's not a joke. They take it for joke to call themselves Jews and call themselves all kind of people after the civilized people similitude. They're going to take off our coat and morphing that they put on. They are going to be stripped of it because they are not covered in a worldly textbook. They are invaders, and they're going to find out where their imperial colonialism, where it come from. It come out of their asshole. That's where it come from, where they're fucking and getting their thrill. That's where they get all those stuff from. It's not from civilized blood. We gonna get rid of the impurity in our blood where we get from them. You understand that? And let them go enjoy themselves back in Europe. Yeah, we will burn them with the fire of heaven until they know they can't take it anymore. It goes on to say the cities that emerged in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China gave rise to the first civilization. If you don't understand that, well, look here. You know what? It just tell me, my heart is glad. The gods mightier than all. Really. I mean, it's the best thing for me to know. You see? How white people come to be behaving and controlling like they are the ones who was given to rule orderly society. There's no society that they have, you could say, is a civilized society. What I'm telling you is because, well, I learned to read better than when I was in church on a fourth grade level. It means that when I get conscious and begin to read and understand what I'm saying, this is what I found. No church. So they have to get out. You know, the gods would have to take me out, you see, for me to be out. But as long as they have me here, you know what? I'm going to deliver. I am going to deliver. And anywhere you are around the world, you better listen to what I'm saying. And guess what? I'm not asking you to believe anything. No. Not one word am I asking you to believe. And then you say, but what do you mean by? You're asking me what I mean by because you think it's only when you believe something it is right with you. No. And you think if you don't pay no particular attention to it, you think something is wrong with you. And that's not the case. Look up the definition of belief and you will find out that I am right. Knowledge is what you're supposed to have. Because knowledge is what make you know how to do things. Belief don't make you know how to do not a gravel, not dust of anything. Look at it real good. Word, that's what you got to be led by. I learned this when I start to read seriously. Okay, I know enough about words. Now, you don't have any judge, you don't have any lawyer, you don't have anybody out there can match my use of words here. You might find problem with my grammar and stuff like that, but that's true. But, you know, you can get away a lot with a bad grammar than, you know, you get away what that than you could get away with words. Not words, but with numbers. You have to write the right number in order for you to get credit for it. But there are grammar, you know, bad grammar that you could win the lotto with bad grammar. You know what I mean? Because it's not bad, it's not number you are writing in on us, you know, I mean, you're bubbling in. It's not words you're bubbling in. You're bubbling numbers. So, you see, that's my logic, right? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with my logic? I am saying you can win the lotto with bad grammar, you know, than you can win it with words. You see, because you have to put the words, but, you know, you have to put down, I mean, numbers. But when you spell a word, you can spell it wrong and you still get credit for it. You know what I mean? But I don't mean you will get credit for it under some kind of testing. I don't mean that. But a lot of transactions, you can goof up with word and you still get true. But you know what? You are not in any way in a position to use the wrong word, you know, if you write, I keep on mixing up word with numbers. If you write the wrong number when you write April, which is the fourth month, if you say 4/22, which is April 22, right? Now, if you say A-P R, because if you put A-P-R-I-L, but if you put A-L, you know, somebody is going to overlook you and say, oh, you didn't spell it right. But they'll, you know, I mean, I'll be corrected and or let it go. You see? But if you had put 4, there's nothing to take away from that. Had our take away, because you do it perfectly. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you now is that what I am saying to you about the word believe is a verb. When you believe, it's an act, mental act you do, and you can had physical act to your, you know, believing too as well. You can nod, you can do all kind of thing to signify that you believe something. But the definition of belief in the wide spectrum is not like when somebody invites you to a dinner or a lunch or a brunch or whatever. If somebody invites you to something like that, and let's say the person wasn't able to be present or something like that, they can't come. You can overlook that. Because what do you really lose? You know, you can buy your own food, but if somebody was treating you and invite you and you decide to go, and then they forfeit. You know what I mean? You did believe that they are going to, you know, feed you. But it don't come true. Well, so are a lot of things that you believe. Well, let's say you don't, when somebody is lying to you, they are lying to you and you believe them. And they are lying about something that you cannot afford. You cannot afford to be lied to because you're relying on what they're telling you. So my friend, I'm leaving it to you for you to like kind of catch on to what I'm saying. about words, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the worst thing you could ever believe in. But we grow up believing this and don't know nothing else. Nobody don't tell you anything else that there's a different way to go about it. Look up the definition of belief and you'll find out that, look, it is more technical. It is more difficult than, you know, you just believing something like that. You believe something after you know it. That's the right and denotative way to use belief. The other ways is a compromising way when you believe people, and if they are not true to you, you know, you get hurt. When you believe in them and it lets you down on different level, you can be hurt serious bad. So don't believe in anything as a practice. Believe in something after you know it, but not before you do. Look into it and call me and tell me whether or not I'm making sense, right? And the time to call me is 4 to 6 at when, you know, I'm on most days here. 347-850-1358. It's about time for me to go now, and I wanted to read to you some more about the role of religion. And I wanted to put it in a more chronological order for you, but it's the end of the Neolithic age and the emergence of civilization and the rise of city, the growth of government, role of religion. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions, not church, to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. And it goes on to tell us about the new civilization and the new social structure for the African people, not white people, not sodomite white people. They are not civilized, and that's the reason why they're running the world. If we get up with the truth and begin at them, kick out the church out of our society. Learn the truth. You will find out how quick these white people run and go back to Europe. You will be shocking surprised. You take good care. And here is a few melody here as we go. And a little Luther Vandross.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, the dollar under my sheet, never dreamed that he Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I'd pray for her even more than me. I'd pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved?